It is a blessing to be together this morning.
今天早上我们可以这样聚集，真的是一个祝福。
We want to take a look at some verses in the book of Numbers and Joshua this morning as we begin.
所以今天早晨我们要先看一些民数记和约书亚记里面的一些经节。
So these are verses, scriptures that relate to the children of Israel and their journey from Egypt to Canaan.
所以这里面是说到以色列的众民从埃及到迦南的那个旅行。
Their journey into the promised land.
他们进入应许之地的一个行程。
So Numbers chapter 9, verse 17.
所以民数记九章十七节。
Numbers 9:17. Whenever the cloud was lifted from over the tent, afterward, the sons of Israel would then set out, and in the place where the cloud settled down, there the sons of Israel would camp.
云彩几时从帐幕收上去，以色列人就几时起行。云彩在哪里停住，以色列人就在哪里安营。
Then in Numbers chapter 14, verses 6-8.
民数记十四章六到八节。
So Numbers chapter 14, beginning in verse 6. Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, of these who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, The land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
窥探地的人中，嫩的儿子耶稣雅和耶夫尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服，对以色列全会众说，我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们，那地原是牛奶与蜜之地。
Then finally a verse in Joshua chapter 1.
然后耶稣雅记一章。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 3.
一章三节。
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都按照我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
Let's have just a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we come to you in total dependence this morning.
主，我们完全仰望来到你的面前。
We recognize our desperate need to hear from you, to see you.
我们知道，我们真的是愿意来听你的话语。
Lord, only you can reveal yourself to us.
只有你可以向我们显明你自己。
And so we do ask for your anointing. We ask for your speaking.
所以我们来求你灵的恩膏和你对我们说话。
And Lord, as your people, we ask that you would open our eyes to see you afresh and new this morning.
作为你们的子民，我们求你来开我们的眼，我们可以新鲜的看见你。
And open our ears and our hearts to receive what you have to tell us.
开我们的，让我们的心能够接受你的话语。
And may we respond to your call to come and follow you.
我们可以向你的恩召有回应，来跟随你。
We pray this in your name, Lord Jesus.
我们如此祷告，是奉你的名。
Amen. So why did Caleb and Joshua tear their clothes in these verses that we read?
那我们要读为什么约书亚和加勒他们要撕裂衣服呢？
They were in anguish.
因为他们很愤怒。
So you remember that Moses was told by God to choose 12 members of the tribes of Israel.
所以你还记得摩西按照神的吩咐在十二支派里面找了一些人来去迦南。
12 leaders, one from every tribe.
所以每一个支派都有一个领袖。
Send them out to spy out the land of Canaan.
所以让他们去窥探迦南地。
This land that God had promised to give them.
这是神应许之地。
So the spies went out and they spent 40 days thoroughly checking out this land.
所以这些探子在那里用40天彻底的来检查了那个地。
At the end of 40 days, they returned to the children of Israel in the wilderness.
然后他们回到荒野当中，以色列众民
，and they brought back some of the abundant fruit of the land.
他们也把那些地的果实带了一些回来。
Caleb and Joshua, two of these spies,
而加勒和约书亚这探子当中的两个
，they encouraged the people and said, by all means, we should go up and take possession of this land.
所以他就鼓励 以色列人说，我们不管怎么样，我们都要去得那主给我们的地。
But the other 10 spies gave a bad report.
但是另外十个探子，他们给了一个很不好的报告。
They said the land was full of giants. It devoured its inhabitants.
他们说那地是吞吃居民之地，身量高大。
Now the 12 spies, they viewed the same land.
那十二个探子，他们看到的是同一块地。
But they all saw it in a very different way.
但是他们所看到的却是那样的不同。
Two was spiritualized from the Lord's perspective.
而两个是有从主那里来属灵的眼光。
And 10 with physical eyes that blinded them from seeing God's promise.
而另外十个只是有他们肉体的眼睛，所以他们就看不到主的应许。
Keep in mind, these were all children of God.
那你要记得，这些都是神的子民。
So what did Caleb and Joshua see?
那约书亚和加勒看到什么？
The promised land is God's will for his people.
应许之地是神向着他子民的心意。
So what is this promised land?
那这个应许之地是什么呢？
It is Christ himself.
就是基督他自己。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
是一个流奶与蜜之地。
The pure milk of the living word.
所以我们看到是那活的话语的所流的奶。
And the spirit that brings in the sweetness of the Lord's presence.
而圣灵也把主同在的甜蜜带进来。
It's a different life.
这是一个完全不同的生命。
An abundant life.
是一个丰满的生命。
So how do we enter this land?
那我们怎么样进入这应许之地呢？
And how do we take possession of it?
那好，我们怎么样来得这地呢？
Jesus says, come and follow me.
那主耶稣说，来跟从我。
This is the way and this has always been God's way.
所以这就是道路，这也是神从起初就给我们的道路。
It was his way with the cloud in the wilderness.
这就像那荒野当中的云。
And it was his way with the disciples when he walked on this earth.
这也是他和那些门徒在地上行走时候的那个道路。
He called them to come and follow me.
他叫他们说来跟从我。
In light of this virus, there has been much talk of returning to quote normal.
在最近的这个病菌的情况当中，很多时候我们会说到回到正常状态。
Back to the way things used to be.
那回到以前的那个状态。
To the things we used to do.
回到我们原来行事的方式。
If this is how we feel, then we're no different than the Israelites in Numbers chapter 14.
那如果是今天我们是这样想的话，那我和当时民数记当中以色列众人没有任何的区别。
Verses 2 through 4 said, All the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that We died in the wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land? To fall by the sword, our wives and our little ones will become plunder. And would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt.
民数记十四章二到四节，以色列众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去，岂不好吗？众人彼此说：“我们不如领一个，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。”
This was the sad result of the bad report.
那这就我们看到那些探子所给的不好的报告，就带来了这样一个悲惨的结局。
Of not trusting the Lord who wants to bring us into the promised land.
但我们不再相信神会带我们进入应许之地。
Into the glorious fulfillment of what he has promised.
而不再因着他的应许，他要所给赐给我们的丰富。
So this virus is actually a catalyst.
所以我们看到当前这个病毒其实是一个催化剂。
A catalyst for change because we have grown too comfortable in this world.
因为我们在这个世界当中好像变得很舒服。
Our years of prosperity have actually dulled our senses and our appetite for the things of God.
那很多年的富足好像让我们的感觉迟钝，我们不再有那些有追求神要赐给我们东西。
But just as He did when he first called us into salvation. Jesus is calling us today.
那就像他当初来招我们进入救恩，今天主耶稣也来招我们。
Calling us to come and follow him.
来跟从他。
Not back to the way things were, but forward into God's purpose.
不是说回到我们原来的状况，而是向前，向着神所应许的。
In the midst of this pandemic crisis, it's natural for us to want to go back to the way things were.
在当前这个流行病毒的时候，那很自然我们会想到，回到原从前。
But the Lord wants to use this crisis to take us forward.
但是主要借着这个危机带我们向前。
That we might take hold of this promised land.
我们可以去得那应许之地。
The burden on my heart this morning is really simply to encourage us to press on.
那今天早晨我心里的负担是要和大家一同鼓励来向着标杆直跑。
First, to respond to this continual call to come.
第一个是要向着这个恩召来跟从主。
To come and follow.
来跟从。
And then second, to take possession.
第二个是要得那地。
Possession of what the Lord has promised. This is spiritual growth.
这就是主所应许的，是灵里面的生命。
So first, what does it mean to follow? Come and follow.
那第一个是跟从是什么意思？
The call is to come out of this world and into the kingdom.
而这个恩召是让我们离开这个俗世，来进入神的国。
It's a process and a lifelong journey.
这是一个一生之久的行程。
But that journey is always advancing towards the goal.
但是这个行程永远是向着那个标杆。
We see this picture in Moses and Joshua's time.
我们看到这样一幅图画，在摩西和约书亚当时。
The Lord Jesus began by providing deliverance from Egypt.
而当时主就把他们从埃及救出来。
That initial salvation from the bondage of sin in the world.
所以就看到一个救恩带他们脱离这个罪和世界的捆绑。
And the journey began.
然后这个行程就开始了。
He told the children of Israel the destination.
他告诉以色列众民那个目的地。
They were to take possession of the promised land.
他们要进那个应许之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
是一个流奶与蜜之地。
The Lord Jesus Christ himself.
就是我们的主耶稣他自己。
And the journey began by God's people responding.
而这个行程也是始于神的子民开始对这个有回应。
They responded to this call to come.
他向这个跟从来跟从有回应。
And then it continued day by day as they were simply called to come and follow him.
每天每时他们只是这样简单的来跟从。
Now this physical journey, if they had taken a direct route from Egypt to Canaan,
然后这个地上这个行程，如果他们直接从埃及到迦南的话，
it was a distance of only about 11 days on foot.
那用脚来行走的话大概11天。
But we all know the story.
但是我们当然都知道那历史。
And it took 40 years of a long and winding path through the desert.
那我们知道以色列人在旷野当中待了40年。
A time of preparation.
所以这是一个预备的时间。
However, they did not stay in one place.
但是他们不是只是一直待在一个地方。
The Lord is always moving forward.
那我们的主永远是往前行的。
Advancing towards the fulfillment of his purpose.
向着前面为着他旨意的成就。
Unfortunately, too often we make that progress extremely slow.
但是不幸的是，很多时候我们让这个行程变得非常的慢。
I was reminded recently of this principle of the call to come.
那我最近来思想这个来跟从这个原则。
It was my two-year-old grandson that gave me the reminder.
那就是我两岁大的孙子给了我这样的一个提醒。
So when he is playing with his trains, he often calls to me to come to him.
在他玩他那个火车的时候，他往往来说让我过去。
He says, "Yeah, yeah, come."
他就说爷爷过来。
And if I don't come right away, he will come over and grab me by the leg and urge me, say, come, come.
那如果我不过去的话，他也许会过来抓住我的腿说，来，来。
He wants me to come and to be with him.
他愿意我来与他在一起。
He enjoys that time when we play together.
他喜欢我们一起在玩的时间。
But even if I'm just present, there's a feeling of comfort and peace.
也许我只是在边上，他也有得到安慰，有。
But then it may come time to eat or to go outside, all decided by Ye Ye.
那也许我们需要吃饭或者要去外面，是由爷爷来决定。
And I will call him to come.
然后我跟他说来。
Now keep in mind, Joshua enjoys eating very much. Very good Chinese boy.
那你要知道我的孙子他很喜欢吃，就像一个很好的中国男孩。
And he also enjoys playing outside very much.
他也喜欢出去玩。
But at first when I call, he doesn't fully appreciate the change.
但是当我第一次叫他的时候，他不喜欢这样的一个变化。
He's enjoying playing with his trains, and he's become somewhat obsessed about what he is doing.
他很喜欢玩他那个火车，他有一点痴迷在他所做的事上。
And he wants Ye Ye to be there.
他愿意爷爷在那里。
But when I tell him there's even a better plan, there's a reluctance, a hesitation.
但是当我告诉他有一个更好的计划，那他就会犹豫，甚至迟延。
Then I tell him once more to come, and he gets up and he begins to come.
那当我再一次告诉他说来的时候，他会起来，慢慢的过来。
But it may still be with a sad face.
那他脸上也许还是有点悲伤。
I tell him where we're going.
我告诉他我们去哪里。
But until we fully get there and he enters in, there's still that hesitation.
那只在他到达目的地之前，在他的脸上还是可以看到他的犹豫。
He wants to be with Ye Ye.
他愿意和我在一起。
But really, what he really wants is Ye Ye to be with him.
但是他实际上所要的是爷爷和他在一起。
Versus he is willing to go wherever I might lead and trust that it is to a land, a promised land.
而不是说来相信我带他去所去的地方。
A good and abundant land.
是一个丰富之地。
I believe this is often how we treat the Lord.
我相信这也是我们对主的反应。
We want the Lord to be with us.
我们愿意主和我们在一起。
But we want it to be on our terms.
但是好像要按照我们的条件。
What we might be comfortable with.
是我们所感到舒服的。
And the Lord reminds us that He is taking us to the promised land.
但是主提醒我们，他带我们进入应许之地。
We cannot fulfill His will if we stay in Egypt or if we stop in the way on the wilderness.
但是我们不能够来满足他的心意，如果我们停留在埃及，或者我们半路停留在旷野。
So the Lord lovingly calls and continues to call us to come.
所以在爱里面，主不断地来招我们来。
And to keep coming.
来不停地来跟从他。
So what hinders us from coming into this promised land?
那有什么东西来阻拦我们进入这个应许之地呢？
There's three primary hindrances for believers.
所以我想为所有的信徒有三个不同的阻拦。
Lack of vision.
我们缺乏意向。
Distraction.
分心。
Disobedience.
不顺服。
Lack of vision or blurred vision.
我们没有意向，或者我们的意向模糊。
We initially capture some vision of who the Lord is.
我们刚开始的时候有这样的看见，说主是谁。
He reveals himself in majesty and glory, and we are saved, and we begin to follow.
当我们得救的时候，我们看到他的荣耀和威严，所以我们接受他。
And he tells us to keep our eyes fixed on him. Come and follow.
他让我们定睛于他，来跟从他。
He says, "I've provided my presence to go with you and before you."
所以他就说，我把我同在赐给你，来在你的前面。
A pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
所以说，云柱、火柱在白天、晚上来引领我们。
And I've given you my word as a light unto your path.
我把我的话语作为你脚前的灯。
Are we drawing close to the Lord every day when we first awake?
但是每天早晨我们醒来的时候，我们是来到主的面前吗？
Beginning the day in his presence.
开始每一天是在他的同在的里面。
Fixing our eyes on the Lord through reading his word.
来借着读他的话语，我们可以定睛于他。
Listening and talking to him.
让我们来听和跟他说话。
And seeking first the kingdom.
来先求他的国。
When we're doing that, then we see when the cloud lifts and begins to move.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就可以看到那个云彩起来，来开始向前。
And if we do not spend that time daily, then our vision begins to blur.
但是如果我们没有这样，来花时间在主面前的时候，我们的意象就变得模糊。
Vision quite simply begins with seeing Christ.
意象始于我们看见主。
God's eternal purpose is bound up in Christ.
主的所有的心意都在基督里面得以总结。
And as we see Jesus, we see the destination.
当我们看见基督的时候，
when
我们就看见目的。
When all things are summed up in Christ.
我们知道主是所有这些事的总结。
When his kingdom is established eternally.
当他永远的国被建立的时候。
This glimpse of the destination should cause us to look even further.
那这样的一个看见会让我们希望看得更远。
Gives us a hunger to and a desire to know Jesus.
让我们给这样的饥渴来更多的认识我们的主耶稣。
Caleb and Joshua were ones that knew the Lord.
加勒和约书亚他们愿意来认识主。
They believed in who he was.
他知道他们相信他是谁。
They believed in his promises.
他们也相信他的应许。
They saw with their spiritual eyes.
他们用他们灵里面的眼睛看见。
And this vision captured them.
而这样的一个意象来紧紧地抓住他们。
This vision kept them.
这样的意象也来保守他们。
And this vision called them to press forward.
而这样的意象也让他们向前，向着标杆。
Distraction.
那分心。
We begin the journey, and then along the way, we get distracted.
我们也许开始了这样的一个行程，但是半路我们被分心了。
We get weighed down with the cares of the world.
我们被这个世界上面的所有的思虑和挂念所搅扰。
We become too busy striving in our own strength.
我们也许很多时候用我们自己的力量。
Distracted by the deception of wealth.
我们也许被财富的思虑所挂念。
Distracted by the world's pursuit endlessly of health.
也被这个世界不停地追求财富所搅扰。
We take what the Lord may have provided for us as a job or a shelter or as a blessing and we become obsessed with it.
神也许给我们一个工作，一个家，是作为一个祝福，但是我们变成痴迷于这些东西。
Spending inordinate amounts of time with these things of the world and it robs us of spending time with the Lord.
在这个世界上花了太多的时间，剥夺了我们与主在一起的时间。
Technology is the classic example today.
那今天的技术是一个经典的例子。
There are many blessings as we're able to meet virtually today.
今天我们可以这样在网上聚集是一个祝福。
Allowing us to study the Bible together, to pray together, to pray together, to fellowship together.
所以我们今天可以一起查经、祷告和分享。
But how often do we use technology just for our own entertainment?
但是很多的时候我们用这样的技术只是为着娱乐。
Perhaps hours upon hours of playing video games.
那也许我们花很多很多小时来玩电子游戏。
Or watching multiple shows and movies one after another.
我们也许看电影一个接着一个。
Clicking this link and that link on the internet.
那在网上只是不停的点这一个或者那一个链接。
And suddenly we find hours have slipped away.
不久我们就发现已经过去了好几个小时。
So many distractions these days.
那今天有这样多这么多的事让我们分心。
Then we look up and we don't recognize where we are.
所以今天当我们抬起头的时候我们不再认识我们自己。
Where has the cloud gone?
那个云彩去哪里了？
The cloud is lifting and moving, but we don't see it.
那云彩起来已经向前行了，但是我们没有看见。
Disobedience.
不顺服。
The Lord has told us the destination.
主已经把目的地告诉我们。
But he purposely does not give us every step in the route.
但是他故意没有把每一步都告诉我们。
And it's a good thing he doesn't give us the map.
那他没有给我们这样一个地图是一件好事。
If he did, we would either strive in our own strength trying to follow it.
如果他给了我们，也许我们要靠着我们自己的力量。
And in our own time, taking our eyes off the cloud.
那也许按照我们自己的时间表，我们不再看上面的云彩。
Or we would argue with the Lord, saying, "I don't think that's the right way, Lord."
那也许我们就和主争论说，主，我不觉得那是一条最好的路。
It's too difficult. It's too rocky. It's too dangerous.
这太难了，山太高了，太危险了。
We would look for a shortcut.
那也许我们要找一条所谓的捷径。
And avoid the blessing of the working of the cross in our lives that's making us ready.
那也要避免那个主在我们里面的十字架的工作，让我们来预备整齐。
The Lord has told us what to do.
主告诉我们要怎么做。
Simply come to Him and follow.
只是来跟从他。
But we become too comfortable right where we are.
但是我们太安于现状。
We can even become comfortable with our Christian life.
我们甚至也满足于我们所谓的基督徒的生活。
We say, Lord, just sit here with me a while.
我们说主，也许你只是在这里和我一起坐一会儿。
Bless what I want to do.
来祝福我所想做的事。
And the Lord says, it's time to move forward.
但是主说，现在是时间让我们向前行。
To advance.
向前。
When we look at our situation, how this invisible virus has just taken down the whole world.
那当我们看到我们最近的情形，我们看到这样一个肉眼看不见的病毒，让这个整个世界倒下。
Causing economic disaster, leaving us fleeing under the shadow of death.
那经济状况，让我们能够让我们好像来要从这个死亡的阴影当中逃脱。
We see the world has no answers.
我们知道这个世界上找不到答案。
But what is our response?
但是我们的回应是什么呢？
Are we like the world and say, "Can we just go back to the way it was?"
我们就像这个俗世一样，让我们回到我们从前那个光景吗？
The children of Israel said, "Back in Egypt, we ate leeks and garlic. Let us return."
以色列众民他们当时说，在埃及我们有韭菜、葱、蒜，让我们回去吧。
All the while, seemingly to forget the beatings, the slavery, the bondage.
他们也许忘记了他们当时所受的鞭打和奴役捆绑。
It makes no sense, really.
那也根本就不现实。
But in the midst of crisis, we simply long often for the way things used to be.
但是在危机当中，我们往往只是简单的想回到从前。
Instead of longing for what is promised,
而不再渴慕我们所得的应许。
Do we sense the moving of the cloud going forward?
现在我们看见那云彩向前了吗？
Preparing us fully to enter into the promised land.
来预备我们完全进入应许之地。
May we recognize these hindrances and repent.
我们可不可以来认识到这些阻拦我们的事，并悔改
？And return back into His presence.
来回到主的同在的里面。
And continue to follow in faith, humility, obedience.
来在顺服、谦卑当中来继续跟随我们的主。
To follow in dependence like Caleb and Joshua.
就像当时加勒和约书亚一样。
In these end days, as the pressures mount,
那今天在这末日的时候，我们有很多的压力。
The children of Israel should actually take comfort in knowing the Lord is very near to His return.
那作为神的儿女，我们今天应该感到安慰，因为主的再来近了。
And He wants to make us ready.
他愿意我们预备整齐。
The Lord has given us life at this time for His purpose.
主给我们的这个生命在这个时间是有着他的心意。
We need not fear or be anxious.
我们不需要害怕，也不需要焦虑。
If the first time he came to earth is a great reason to celebrate,
如果他第一次来到这个地上是一个庆祝的理由，
then how much more his second coming?
那他的再来是不是还有更多？
If we come out of this pandemic and simply return to the exact same way we were,
如果我们过了这个病毒流行，而只是简单的回到我们原来的光景，
then we have missed a tremendous opportunity.
那我们就丢失了这样一个大的机会。
Now it may not even be possible to return to some things.
也许就根本的不可能说只是回到从前。
The Lord declared in His Word in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 26 and 27.
主在希伯来书十二章二十六到二十七节里面说道
，That heaven and earth will be shaken.
天和地将要被震动。
And that which can be shaken will be removed.
被震动的就要挪去。
But that which cannot be shaken, that which is of Christ, will remain.
那些不被震动属基督的将长存。
And saints, the Lord wants us to take possession.Of that which remains.
所以，弟兄姊妹，主要我们来得这些长存的。
So my second point here this morning, what does it mean to take possession?
第二点我要说的是，去得那地是什么意思呢？
Everywhere the sole of your foot treads.
那你脚掌所踏之地。
What have we come into the past several weeks?
我们最近过去几个星期是进入了什么
？Or what have we just begun to come into that the Lord wants us to take hold of？
那我们刚刚所得的只是主要我们得的。
Perhaps it is discovering worship in a new way。
那让我们来更新我们的敬拜。
Where we've been able in the intimate setting of a family home to really come into His presence and worship Him。
也许我们可以在家庭的里面一同。的来进行一个新的敬拜
or perhaps we've struggled in finding our way and leading our family into that time of worship and breaking bread.
那也许在我们家庭的聚会崇拜里面我们有挣扎
and in that challenge as we cry out to the Lord
那在这样的一个挣扎里面我们就向主哭着说
we begin to discover the Lord's calling of how He wants to lead each family to that place Of worship.
那我们就会发现主的恩召，然后他要带每一家来进入那个敬拜。
And He will accomplish what He has promised.
他会成就他所应许的。
And what He has begun.
他所开始的中。
Beginning there in your immediate family, in your home.
在你的家里。
And then bringing the family of God united in one heart of worship.
还带了整个。神的家一起来进入一个同一的敬拜里面。
And as we've been unable to all gather together here around His table, do we find this longing for that time in our hearts?
那现在我们虽然不能一起来到这里来擘饼，那我们里面是不是有这样的一个渴慕？
Do we appreciate it in a new way and see perhaps how carelessly we had come before to that time?
那也许我们有一个新的看见，看到我们过去是怎么样的，不小心。
We long to return and come together to worship the Lord with a new appreciation in a way that we're prepared.
所以我们今天有更多的看见，来有更多的预备，来到这样的一个敬拜的里面。
Each prepared to bring a sacrifice and offering.
来，每一个人都带着。他自己的祭物
but cognizant of the body of Christ and encouraging all to come and offer.
那主鼓励我们在身体的里面一同来到这里。
Can we put these two things together?
那我们可不可以把这个东西放在一起，圣马来香的金炉和祭物
？Each family prepared before the Lord, united as one.
那所有的家庭都有具备，而且合一。
And then collectively coming together as the body of Christ, united in worship before Him.
那我们可以一同在基督的身体里面得以合一，来敬拜他。
It may be that my prayer is shorter.
也许我的祷告会短一些。
But perhaps richer and provides opportunities for more to pray and all to enter in.
但是也许更丰富，因为也给了其他的弟兄姊妹来献他们的祭物。
Think of this new. opportunity and ground around the table.
所以我们来思想在这个饼杯面前一个新的机会。
And for those that may have seized the opportunity at the house and in the home to have a family altar time.
也许你们当中有的人已经抓住这样的一个机会来开始一个家庭的祭坛的时间。
Family Bible reading time, a time of fellowship together.
也许是家里查经和一起祷告的时间。
Can we hang on to that and not just return to quote normal?
那我们可不可以坚持下去，而不是仅仅的回到从前？
not just return to our busy schedules.
回到我们原来那个很忙的时间表。
Have we taken hold of those times to have meals together as a family?
那能不能再有这样的一个时间来全家一起用餐？
Learning to share and fellowship together.
那我们一起来学习一同的祷告交通。
And laying down our electric devices for that period.
把我们的手机放到一边。
May we not lose those precious times.
让我们不要丢失这些宝贵的时间。
What about the lessons we've learned in prayer?
那我们在祷告当中所学的功课呢？
Perhaps letting go of some of the little personal prayers that are often me-focused.
那我们在那些个人祷告里面不再只是仅仅关注我们自己。
And learning to intercede on behalf of one another and pray for the Lord's will to be accomplished.
来学习为着教会弟兄姊妹代祷，来为着神的心意祷告。
Learning how to place one another in the Lord's hands.
来学习怎么样把彼此交到主的手里。
A number in our midst have been speaking lately about revival.
那我们当中有些弟兄姊妹交通到这个复兴。
And even praying for revival.
也为着这个复兴来祷告。
And now there's a shaking.
那所以这样现在有一个震动。
Do we see the opportunity the Lord may want to use to bring in revival?
那我们是不是看到主也许要借着这样的机会来带进这个复兴。
To awaken the church.
来警醒教会。
So that we might take our rightful stand and testimony for Christ.
所以我们可以为主来做见证。
In the world it is unpopular to be identified with Christ.
今天好像来确认主耶稣是不是很通常的一件事。
So perhaps we've been hesitant in even speaking the name of Jesus in certain public places.
在公众场合我们也许甚至都不愿意提主耶稣的名字。
But now there is a humbling of the entire world.
但是这个整个世界我们看到这样的一个谦卑。
A softening of hearts.
心里面的柔软。
A searching as people see the illusion of this world.
和这样的一个寻找，因为人看到他们的幻想。
As they realize there's no answers in this world.
他们也认识到这个世界不能给他们答案。
The fields are ripe for harvest.
所以我们看到这个地里面熟了。
But are we ready to respond and go out into those fields and represent the Lord's testimony?
那所以，但是我们预备好了去到这个地里来为主做见证吗？
A living testimony of who Jesus is and his love in the midst of a pandemic crisis.
来见证主是谁和向着我们的爱，即使我们当前是在病毒流行当中。
What about our young people?
那我们的年轻人怎么样呢？
A generation that has grown up and known such long period of prosperity.
那这一代他们是生长在一个很长时间的富足的里面。
Has it in fact drawn them away from the Lord?
那这有没有其实反而让他们远离主？
A brother recently pointed out that during this past Easter weekend,
那一个弟兄指出在过去的那个复活节的周末，
Nick Hall's Pulse Ministries and Francis Chan held a virtual outreach.
Nick Hall 弟兄的他的脉动侍奉和那个 Francis Chan 弟兄他们的一个网上的传教，
A crusade where 117,000 people responded to the gospel with questioning and with hunger.
所以有117,000个年轻人在全球范围内他们向福音有回应。
Similarly, we see virtual outreach by some of our fellowships that we're associated with around the country.
那我们也看到在这个全国有很多的网上的这些聚会和传教。
And they report a number of young people responding,
他们也看
到
很多的年轻人有回应。
One brother in Richmond is hosting virtually every Saturday evening a time with youth.
那我们在Richmond 的弟兄他们每个星期六的晚上有一个网上的年轻人聚会。
Where young people are setting aside their time on Saturday evening to go through the book of John and look at the signs of life.
那 我们的年轻人他们一同来读约翰福音，来寻找生命之道。
Such encouragements at this time.
那这是对我们是何等的鼓励。
As people are looking for answers, looking for hope.
因为人来寻找答案，来寻找指望。
Are we beginning to see how much we really need Jesus?
我们看到我们是多么的需要耶稣。
Do we see that if it was not for His grace, we would already be consumed?
那我们要看到，如果不是因着他的恩典，我们早就被除灭了。
Consumed by our own lust.
我们被我们对世界的情欲所除灭。
By false treasures, addictions to this world.
也为着这被这个世界的贪恋所除灭。
We see a stirring that we want to encourage and nurture.
那我们看到这样的搅扰，我们愿意来鼓励。
And I want to encourage our young people, if you found that you're praying more, talking to God more during this crisis,
那我愿意鼓励年轻人，如果你在这样的当前的危机当中，发现你自己更多的来向主祷告，和他说话的话，
Don't lose that intimacy when the pandemic ends.
当这个病毒过去的时候，不要失去那和主的亲密关系。
Find a few other young people, even if virtually right now,
也能够找一些其他的年轻人，虽然可能要通过网络。
And learn to pray together for the fulfillment of God's will.
也一同来祷告，为着主心意的成全。
I know a number of fellowship groups around the country.
我知道在全国有一些交通的组。
That are actually communicating with one another much more regularly.
他们经常的有一些交通。
Fellowshipping together, encouraging one another.
他们有交通，互相鼓励。
Sharing prayer requests so we can uphold one another during this time.
他们也有代祷的要求，所以我们可以相一同来扶持。
Something that we could have done a long time ago.
这也许我们很早以前就可以做。
But we didn't seem to do it in the way that we're doing it now because we were too busy.
那我们没有做，因为我们好像太忙。
May we hold on to that type of interaction as we go forward.
所以往前向前的时候，我们可不可以继续有这样的交通？
Recognizing our need for all the children of God to be prepared.
那我们看到这样的需要，所有的神的子民都需要有这样的预备。
That we all together enter into the promised land.
所以我们一同来进入那应许之地。
As young people, do we recognize the value that our elderly folks bring us?
作为年轻人，我们有没有看到我们年长弟兄他们所带给我们的价值？
Those that have grown through challenges and learned something about the richness of the Word of God.
他们经过那些艰难的时间，他们学习到神话语的丰富。
Those that know the power of prayer and the benefit from it.
他们认识到祷告的大门和我们所能够得到的好处。
But we can only all benefit from it if we interact with one another.
那只有我们在一同交通的时候，我们才能够一同得益处。
Fellowshipping together as one family, the body of Christ.
那我们在基督的身体里面，作为一个家庭，一同交通。
Not just staying to isolated age groups.
而不是只是根据不同的年龄段。
But truly learning to fellowship together in the house of God.
那在神的家里，我们一同来学习，来交通。
And the elderly, they need that fellowship just as much as anyone.
那年长的弟兄也像我们一样需要这样的聚会。
They also need to keep growing.
他们也需要灵里面的增长。
As long as the Lord has us here on earth, His purpose is for us to continue to keep growing spiritually.
只要主让我们留在地上一天，他就愿意我们继续在灵里面有长进。
Caleb and Joshua kept learning through those 40 years.
那在这四十年当中，加勒和约书亚他们不停的长进。
And the more we see Jesus, the more we long for His presence.
我们看到主越多，我们就越想在他的同在的里面。
What about some of the ways that our young children's teachers and parents are now coming together to nourish the children?
那我们看到我们所谓主日学的老师和家长，他们一同来侍奉，来为着我们的孩子。
Caring for their spiritual lives in a much more united way.
在合一的里面，一起来 来让孩子们属灵的生命有长进。
Something that we've longed for but could not create and sustain in man's ways.
那很多时候，这是我们所渴望的，但是我们不能靠着我们人的力量来坚持。
But now the Lord has brought it about through the ashes of a pandemic.
但是主从这个病毒的灰烬当中把它给了我们。
He truly works all things together.
他让万事都互相效力。
Now may we continue to come together as parents and as teachers.
那我们可以作为家长，作为老师，可不可以继续这样前行？
As the body of Christ, to continue to bring our children before the Lord.
在基督的身体里面，把我们的孩子带到主的面前。
To nurture them and bring them into His presence.
来教养他们，把他们带到主的脚前。
How come so many young people leave the church when they go to college?
当为什么有那么多的年轻人，当他们去上大学的时候，他们就远离教会。
And perhaps the church has focused too long on teaching knowledge.
那也许教会更多的时候只是来教一个知识。
And we need to take hold of this time the Lord gives us as parents, as teachers, as a body, to come before Him on our knees and cry out for our children. 所以
我们需要来更多的作为老师，作为家长，一同来到主的面前屈膝祷告。
That they would meet Him in spirit and truth.
所以我们的孩子可以在灵和真实的里面来遇见主自己。
They may leave what they perceive as a teaching or an organization.
他们也许可以一看到我们的主日学好像更像是一个教学。
But they are likely never to leave the Lord Jesus once they meet Him face to face.
但是当他们在主有面对面时候，他们就不再会离开主。
Once they know the sweetness of His presence.
当他感觉到他同在的甜美以后。
Joshua was found from his youth dwelling by the tabernacle.
耶稣亚就是这样，因为他从年轻的时候就住在帐篷的边上，帐幕的边上。
These are the places we need to put down our foot.
这就是我们需要放下脚掌。
These are the places we need to take possession of Christ and for Christ.
这就是我们需要得我们的基督。
The Lord said, "Everywhere you place your foot."
凡你主说，凡你脚掌所踏之地。
The interesting thing is that if we are following the cloud,
那有稀奇的事是我们如果跟随那个云彩，
then everywhere we place our foot is where the chief shepherd has gone before us.
不管我们脚掌放在哪里，这其实是我们的大牧人他已经在我们前面行走过的。
By faith we are to walk forward into the promised land.
因着信，我们进入应许之地。
And take possession of that which the Lord has promised and given.
也得那主所应许我们的。
To take possession requires prayer.
要得就需要我们的祷告。
In all that we've talked about concerning what the Lord is leading us through this time.
那我们现在所讲的主怎么样来带我们经过这段时间。
Should transform how we pray.
也应该来改变我们的祷告。
It should bring everything into an eternal perspective.
应该把所有的东西都放入一个永恒的角度。
Isaiah 56 verse 7.
在以赛亚书56章7节里面所说的。
The Lord tells us, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
God characterizes His house as a house of prayer.
那神把他的殿称作万民祷告的殿。
If we are not a people of prayer, an assembly of prayer,
如果我们不是祷告的民，祷告的聚会，
then we have failed to be the house of God as He intends us to be.
那我们就不再是神的殿，因为这是他的心意。
Again, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
所以我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
As we pray for this pandemic to end,
让我们来祷告这个病毒过去的时候，
we do not want to just return to things the way they were.
我们不愿意只是仅仅的回到从前。
We do not want man to claim credit for ending this pandemic.
我们不愿意人 来说，他们终结了这个病毒。
We pray that as the Lord mercifully provides deliverance,
我们来求主因着他的恩典来救我们。
That the world would see His grace, His glory.
这世界可以看见他的恩典，他的能力。
They would see that it's the Lord Jesus that provides deliverance.
我们看到我们的主来拯救。
And that through it the Lord would be glorified.
因此主得着一切荣耀。
That hearts that have been softened would find the Lord as a result.
那些被软化的心可以来遇见主。
And that the church would rise up and take a stand for Christ.
教会可以起来为主站立。
That as the church we would no longer be distracted by the false treasures of this world.
教会不再被这地上所谓的财富所分心。
But we would have our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也可以定睛于我们主耶稣基督。
That we would recognize as His presence rises up, moves forward, and we would follow.
那我们可以看到他的同在，来跟随他前行。
Now none of us know what that might look like completely.
我们不知道前面是什么。
But as we follow, the Lord will manifest His glory.
但是当我们跟随的时候，主就会显明他的恩典。
And His grace.
他的恩典和荣耀。
Caleb and Joshua longed to go into the promised land.
那加勒和约书亚他们渴慕进入应许之地。
They knew it was for the Lord's will.
他们知道那是为着主的心意。
But they could not go into the promised land alone.
但是他们不能只是仅仅的他们自己进入应许之地。
They had the right vision, they had the zeal.
他们有热心，也有这样的意向。
But the Lord's purpose is not just for individuals to enter the promised land.
但是神的心意不是让个人进入应许之地。
His purpose is bound up in a bride.
但是他的旨意是要有这样的一个心腹。
A bride for his son.
所以为着他的儿子有这样一个心腹。
A body of believers.
而是一个合一的信徒。
And as they wandered the desert for 40 years,
当他们在旷野漂流40年之久的时候，
Caleb and Joshua had to learn to cling to the Lord.
加勒和约书亚他们来学习来抓住主。
I believe they were mighty men of prayer.
我们知道他们是祷告的巨人。
Praying for the Lord's heart to be satisfied.
他们来祷告主的心意得以满足。
To pray that their brothers and sisters would see the vision.
他们也祷告所有的弟兄姊妹都可以看到这样的一个意象。
And that they would all be prepared together to go into the promised land.
他们也一同来聚集进入应许之地。
They had to endure in prayer and wait for the Lord's timing.
他们要在祷告当中耐心等待主的时间。
And through that time, they also continued to be perfected.
他们也因着这样等待，他们被完全。
They could not afford to get discouraged.
他们不能够灰心。
They could not afford to murmur or feel self-pity.
他们也不能够埋怨自怜自怜。
They had to remain ready.
他们必须预备整齐。
And they also had to be encouraging their brothers and sisters.
他们也需要来鼓励他们周围的弟兄姊妹。
Encouraging and watching as the next generation rose up and made ready to enter the land.
来等待下一代，他们预备整齐来进入应许之地。
The Lord told Joshua, remain strong and courageous.
主告诉约书亚说，刚强壮胆。
So how do we remain strong and courageous?
那我们怎么样刚强壮胆？
How do we avoid returning to Egypt?
那我们怎么样避免来回到埃及？
And to press on to the promised land?
而是向前进入应许之地。
We need to recognize these ways the Lord has met us these past several weeks.
我们需要认识到主在过去几周当中怎么样来遇见我们。
We need to recognize how He's led us and how He continues to lead us.
我们需要来认识到他不停地继续来带领我们。
To give thanks in the midst of a pandemic, He has gotten our attention.
在这个病毒流行当中，他让我们注意到。
He's caused us to turn back and fix our eyes on Jesus.
他让我们回转来定睛于主。
And he wants to revive us in this call to come and follow.
他也愿意来继续复兴，让我们来跟从。
Now, I don't want to make light of the many difficulties caused by the pandemic.
那我也知道在这个病毒引起了很多的难处。
And the many difficulties and challenges that will still be come before us.
那我们前面还有很多的难处。
But I also don't want to lose sight of the tremendous blessings of the Lord.
但是同时我也不愿意我们忽略主给我们这么大的救恩和祝福。
The blessings he's provided through this crisis.
甚至在这危机的时候他也给了我们。
And his promises.
和他的应许。
We want to trust in his promises.
我们愿意全心的相信他的应许。
And trust that he is leading us to a promised land.
来相信他带我们必要带我们进入应许之地。
He desires to bring us into the fullness of Christ.
他要带入我们进入基督所有的丰富里面。
And as we draw into his presence daily,
来当我们每天来到他同在的时候，
He wants to give us a vision of the beauty of the Lord.
他愿意给我们这样意象，看到应许之地的美。
And then he desires us to take possession.
他愿意我们来得。
Possession of what he has promised, what he has given.
来得他所应许，他所给我们的。
And by faith and obedience, we want to take possession.
因信和顺服，我们可以得。
Continue in these new and living ways that he's been leading us.
因着这样一条又新又活的路。
And also to discover new ground, how he wants to continue to lead us forward.
也愿意我们发现一个新的地，让我们能够紧紧的抓住。
What does he want us to take hold of?
他这就是他要我们所得的。
We need to learn to place our feet, our soul on this promised ground.
我们需要说用脚来踏入这个应许之地。
May we be those that are responding to his work that molds us into a people of prayer.
让我们能够成为这样的一个祷告的人。
That's making us into the house of God that he desires.
来成为主所愿意有的一个家。
Claiming the promises of God and bringing about their fulfillment.
来紧紧抓住主的应许，也为着他的成全。
Let's pray.
让我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness.
主，我们为着你的信实感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, that even as everything in this world is shaken,
在这地上所有的东西都震动的时候，
we're reminded that only that which can be shaken is shaken.
那我们被提醒说，只有那些不能被震动的将存到永远。
But that which is of Christ remains.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Lord, we want to be faithful and be those that take hold of what remains.
那我们愿意成为那正确的，也抓住那长存的。
Lord, we need you to help us. Forgive us for being so distracted.
那我求你来帮助我们，来宽恕我们是这样的被分心。
For being disobedient.
不顺服。
For looking for things other than what you have already shown us in Christ.
你在基督里面已经向我们显明了一切。
Capture us with that vision of yourself.
来给我们这样的一个意象，来看见你。
Revive in us, Lord, that we hear this call to come and follow.
在我们里面有这样一个复兴，可以听见你的恩召。
And that for your sake, for your purpose, we take hold of this possession.
为着你，为着你的旨意，我们来抓住。
That your heart's desire would be fulfilled.
你心里的愿望得以成全。
And it would bring you glory and honor and praises.
来让你得所有的荣耀、敬拜和赞美。
We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们奉主大能的名祷告。
Amen.